A reading from the Gospel of Luke. When Jesus had driven out a demon, some of the crowds said, "He casts out demons by Beelzebul, the ruler of demons." Others, to test him, kept demanding from him a sign from heaven. But he knew what they were thinking, and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself becomes a desert, and house falls on house. If Satan also is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that I cast out demons by Beelzebul. Now if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I cast out demons, then the kingdom of God has come to you. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his castle, his property is safe. But when one stronger than he attacks him and overpowers him, he takes away his armor, in which he trusted, and divides his plunder. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters. When the unclean spirit has gone out of a person, it wanders to the waterless regions, looking for a resting place. But not finding any, it says, 'I will return to my house from which I came.' When it comes, it finds it swept and put in order. Then it goes and brings seven other spirits, more evil than itself, and they enter and live there. And the last state of that person is worse than the first." The Gospel of the Lord. Jesus has a good point here. He says, if I cast out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your exorcists cast him out? They can't have it both ways. It's either done by the hand of God, or it's done by the evil one. We choose this reading for the feast today, the Feast of the Holy Rosary, in which we remember and celebrate the victory of Christians over Muslims at Lepanto in 1571, which opened up the Mediterranean for Christians. And I want to say, if by the hand of God, Christians defeated Muslims at Lepanto, by whose hand was it that Muslims defeated Christians at the fall of Acre in 1291? That fall that got us expelled from our last place in the Holy Land. Because you can't have it both ways. It's got to be God's hand in both or none. Quite the conundrum. But Jesus solves it in a very different way, because the reading goes on, and he says, when an unclean spirit is sent out, sure, it wanders about in the desert, but finding nowhere else to land, it decides to go home, back where it was, and make things worse than it was before. So the difficult thing is not driving out demons, it's keeping them away. Because demons have a home in our soul, and if they feel at home there, then they will always come back. So what we should be asking God for is not help casting out demons, but casting out the evil in our souls that gives them a home there. We don't want God to fight our battles for us. We want God to heal us from the violence in our souls that makes us want to go to battle. If violence has no home in our soul, then we will live free of violence. If only peace can find a home in our soul, then only peace will live there. So let's not give in to violence. Let's not ask God to fight our battles for us. Let us ask God to transform our souls so that there is no home for violence inside us, no home for hatred, so that inside of us there is only a home for love and for peace. And then our demons will be forever banished.